MoneyWeb now on the money.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management. I'm chatting with Andy Ridge, GM for Digital Commerce at the ShopRite Group. Andy, appreciate the time. Black Friday itself, of course, is Friday 28 this year. That'd be November, naturally. But you, the ShopRite, and 6060 in particular, already doing some promotions last weekend and setting records left, right and centre, it seems.
Yeah, thanks, Simon. For context, you're right. This was an early online-only Black Friday promotion for our 6060 customers, which we held over 4 days last week. And to your point, you know, in summary, it was a great success for us. Yeah, you know, we had a fantastic 4 days of sales with some record numbers.
Do you have a sense of how many deliveries you did over the 4 days?
We don't disclose the actual daily deliveries, but I think some relevant data points, our customer numbers were up 60% compared to the same time last year, which translated into our sales being 50% higher than our Black Friday campaign last year. And I think importantly for us, despite these record volumes, in fact, we did do a record number of deliveries on Saturday last week. Mm-hmm. We managed to deliver more than 95% of our orders on time. And our average delivery time was just 33 minutes. So it was a super successful campaign for us.
Okay, that was going to be my next question. Because it's one thing to break records, but it's then to keep the second part of the 60 promise, which is that 60-minute delivery. My sense is, and I want to drill into what some of the top sellers were, but I chatted with your CEO, Peter Engelbrecht, around results a month before. Lost. And he's talking around, we're actually seeing things cheaper. And that is part of it's going to be the Black Friday specials. But part of it is just, you know, some things are down in price. It's about price. But for 6060, it's also about that convenience and that trust of delivery time.
Yeah, and I think that's where much of the magic lies. You know, it's one thing to be able to offer good prices, but, you know, many people offer good prices, particularly at the back end of November in Black Friday season. It's an entirely different thing to deliver this type of Black Friday demand at any sort of scale within 60 minutes. And I think that's where really one of our big differentiators is that we plan very, and we've got quite advanced systems that help us balance the demand that we expect to receive with our ability to service that demand. And in doing so, we understand exactly how long it takes to pick an order. And so we know exactly how many pickers we need to pick every order in every store. We also know by different geographic area how long it takes to deliver an order. And so we can keep in balance at all times the demand that we're getting from customers with our ability to pick and deliver that demand within 60 minutes. And that's what enables us to keep these 95% plus service levels.
That in some sense is that secret sauce. I mean, there's many there, but it's that scalability, both on the up and I suppose on the down. I mean, there are going to be quiet periods where you can, I suppose, dial it down. And it is the ability to turn it on and off in a sense.
Yeah, we're quite lucky. We are not like a pure play general merchandise business, nor like a food delivery business where you've got very significant peaks and troughs either within the day or within the month.
Yeah,
I mean, typically groceries, people need to eat and people need to eat throughout the day and throughout the month. So, of course, we do see more demand over payday at month end. But we are quite lucky in the sense that we don't have these significant peaks and valleys, which make it very difficult to manage.
Exactly.
So yes, it is quite a big thing for us to manage the increase in demand over month end and over these types of promotions. But it's not, we are lucky in the sense then that we don't need to significantly scale down in the middle of the month, you know, given that we play in the grocery space primarily.
Now, that's a good point. I'm one of those, some people do monthly grocery shops, but I think that perhaps is maybe a bit of a bygone era more than anything. What were some of the top selling items? I mean, obviously a lot of it groceries, but of course you're doing big ticket items as well these days.
Yeah, so the promotion that we ran last week was primarily centered around groceries. Mm-hmm. We do have another promotion coming for this, you know, this main Black Friday, as you say, where we'll be selling more of our big ticket general merchandise items. As long as we now play in the pet space, so we'll be selling pet items on deal. And as you know, we've opened up some ShopRite 6060 locations as well. So that'll also be coming on deal in the upcoming weekend. If we look back at last week's campaign, I think it'll come as no surprise to you that, you know, the stuff that people bought were your typical grocery and, you know, pantry, you know, fillers, typically bulk items that were on great deal. So our best sellers were, you know, big blocks of cheese, coffee, slabs of chocolate, that kind of thing is typical in the grocery space. Maybe one call out, I think, is into we sell bucket loads of chlorine. And so we sold a lot of HDH chlorine. And, you know, I mean, we sold out on day one of the campaign of a 7,000 Rand robotic cool cleaner, you know, which was discounted from 14,000 Rand to 7,000 Rand. And so I think the bottom line is that when stuff is on deal, South Africans buy it, particularly at this time of year.
Yeah, I also suspect, and I absolutely do this, I need a big ticket item and I need it in September. I can wait 2 months. Let's see what those deals are. Do you get a sense of, are people coming for the deals in response to WhatsApps or emails that you've sent, or are some of them just sort of logging on in anticipation?
Simon, I think at this time of year, there's a lot of the latter. You know, I think everyone knows that basically from the 15th of November until the end of November, all the different retail offerings in South Africa are dropping with what seems to be earlier and earlier Black Friday deals. And I guess that was no different for us. So I think people are waiting to see what's out there. Mm-hmm. But notwithstanding that, there's a lot of noise in the marketing landscape. And so you need to generate your own noise yourself. And so whilst we didn't pre-hype our Black Friday at all, we did go after some quite strong marketing for the first 2 days that it landed. And we saw great response to that.
We'll leave it there. It's Andy Ridge, GM for Digital Commerce at the ShopRite Group. Appreciate the time.
This podcast is brought to you by Stanlib Asset Management. Invest in more global opportunities through their partnership with JP Morgan Asset Management.